Benny and Mal's Demanding Dilemmas, with support from Nuffield Council on Bioethics.
All right, Benny and Mal here.
Yeah.
We're teasing out a few demanding dilemmas for you. Big word, isn't it? Dilemma. It just means having a difficult choice to make.
You choose! Like whether to wear your lucky red pants or your lucky blue pants.
Good example, Mal. Have to be honest, I didn't know you wore pants. You learn something new every day. And you might not know this, but an ethical dilemma is a difficult choice about the right thing to do.
You choose! Like if your brother told you a secret, but it was about something naughty he'd done, should you tell your mum?
Tough call. And here's where it gets really interesting. Some ethical dilemmas are about difficult choices we have to make about how we use science.
You choose! Dilemmas about science? Not sure I get what you mean there.
Science is all around us. It helps us do a massive amount of stuff. But just because we can do some things, well, doesn't mean we should.
Yeah, normally it's wrong to tell secrets, but if someone's been naughty, really naughty, maybe it's worse to keep quiet.
You choose!
I really do think we've had enough of that sound effect now, Mal. So, science dilemmas. Here's a good one. Healthy eating. You probably know that some foods like fruit and vegetables are good for you. And some food, like chocolate and chips, are, well, less good.
So the question is, should the government encourage or even make kids eat more healthily?
You see, right away, I'm not liking the word make. Should governments be able to force us to do things? It's not against the law to leave your carrots. How would you even do that?
They have ways of making you eat your carrots.
Sounds a bit like my mum. You have got a point. Our bodies do belong to us. And perhaps if you want to eat nothing but sticky buns for a year and grow to the size of a whale, that's no one's business but your own. The government shouldn't be allowed to stick its nose into someone's sticky bun situation.
Not disagreeing in principle, but governments do sometimes make us do things. Like if you had a terrible contagious lurgy, they could insist that you stay in a hospital, because otherwise you might make other people ill.
That's a good point. If what you're doing affects others, then the government might be right to step in.
Exactly. You might not think that being overweight hurts anyone else, but if you get poorly, which you're more likely to do because being overweight can cause some very serious illnesses.
If you get poorly, then the government has to spend a lot of everyone's money looking after you and making you better. And is that fair when other people who've looked after themselves might have to go without help as a result?
Now that sounds sensible, but if doctors start working out who deserves help, then things get very complicated. What about if you got hit by a car because you didn't look both ways before you crossed the road? Are they going to say, well, you've been told enough times, so sorry mate, we're not going to fix you up?
That would be harsh.
Maybe a better solution is for government to make it really easy for everyone, especially kids, to make healthy choices.
That sounds pretty sensible. What have you got in mind?
I don't know, like ensuring that school dinners are healthy?
Nice, and maybe having lots of places like swimming pools and parks to get some exercise.
Of course, kids themselves don't always have a choice. Parents are in charge of what they eat and the activity they do.
True. All the more reason for teaching both kids and their parents how and why to eat healthily. Lots of people think the more you know, the easier it is to make sensible choices, even if you do like sticky buns.
So, as you can see, it's a right old dilemma.
A demanding dilemma. A positive brain-busting bioethical bamboozler. I wonder which side you'll agree with.
You choose!
Benny and Mal's Demanding Dilemmas, with support from Nuffield Council on Bioethics.